So this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I ate.
Okay, yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And do you ever hear people call that vittles?
Yeah.
How would you hear that used?
Well, they just say, you know, instead of using food, they just call it vittles.
How does that sound to you?
Funny, strange.
If you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
drink of water.
And you drink it out of a
glass.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Cleaned it up.
Or the glass has been
broken.
Okay. And you say, I didn't mean to
break.
And something's kind of like a pie, and it's made out of apples, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough. You'd call that a
apple pie? Is that what you mean?
Well, it's kind of a pie, but it's deeper, and it's got strips of dough and layers.
You said it's got apples in it?
Yeah.
Apple dumplings?
Okay. What about apple cobbler or deep dish?
Apple cobbler. Mm-hmm. Apple cobbler.
How do you make those?
Apple cobbler? Well, kind of like you were talking about. Just like, you know, with dough and apples and...
Do you ever hear of a family pie or deep apple pie?
I've heard of a deep dish apple pie, but I've never heard of a family pie.
How's a deep dish apple pie different from a cobbler or regular pie?
Well, they have, it's just a bigger, deeper pie. It's got, on the top crust, it's got little crumbles of, I really don't know what it is. It tastes like cinnamon and sugar and, you know, I don't know. It's just sprinkled all over the top of the deep dish.
Does an apple cobbler have a crust on it like a pie?
An apple cobbler? Well, yeah. I would put one on it.
How's it different from a pie?
From an apple pie?
Yeah, how's an apple cobbler different from an apple pie?
In my apple pies, I don't put the strips of the dumplings. In an apple cobbler, I would. An apple pie, I just put the apples in the top crust.
What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pudding or pie? Just a kind
milk or cream mixed with sugar?
Yeah, a kind of a sweet liquid you could make and pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a what?
I don't know.
Oh, do you ever call it a dressing or sauce or dip?
I never pour it over my pie. I don't do that.
And you'd say, if you were thirsty, you'd say, a glass of water.
I won't.
Or I went in there and I...
Got.
And I did what?
Drank.
Okay. And you'd ask me, how much have you...
You're talking about the little water? How much have you drunk?
Okay. And... After you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
How do you make that?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Do you eat that?
No. I can't stand to even think of it.
What can you make with the liver?
Of a pig?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawhaws?
Never.
What can you make with the blood?
Oh, gee. I don't know. I didn't know you could.